Terry tees off. Mitel's founding father says Canadian governments aren't stepping up to the plate when it comes to fostering innovation. Our exclusive interview with Terry Matthews, this time on IT Business Out Loud.
This podcast has been brought to you by IBM. Check out our IT Optimization to Meet Business Goals white paper and learn how new technologies can support innovative business strategies. Go to ibm.com/CIO.
Hi, this is IT Business Out Loud. I'm Shane Schick. Billionaire entrepreneur and Mitel chairman Terry Matthews, Sir Terry, if you happen to visit him in Britain, has spread his investments to golf resorts and film, but he still works mainly from his Ottawa office, overseeing a networking and telecommunications empire. Although he holds the post of chairman of many of these companies, he describes himself as an active officer. Recently, after merging soft phone developer New Height Software, which he controlled, with Vancouver's Counterpath Solutions and becoming Counterpath's largest shareholder, he spoke to OutLoud's Howard Solomon and complained about the federal government's lack of support for the IT industry.
On a general basis, though, Canada is not the fertile ground that it once was. You know, the government, as an example, doesn't seem to put the emphasis in to helping support companies the way it used to. In fact, even programs like TCP, you remember that one? The TCP program? There's an awful lot of people think that this is abuse of public funds, whereas in fact every country that's an industrial country helps to support research and development for the corporate citizens that are there. Because unless there's R&D spent, you won't keep up whatever business you're in. So I tend to say, you know, you have to spend R&D money to have a successful, industry, particularly in the business I'm in, and the government getting involved in a manner whereby it's not an R&D grant, but an R&D soft loan which is repayable, I'm very much in support of that. In many countries, they simply give the companies an R&D grant. You know, at the end of the day, it's not very difficult to understand that R&D money is tough to come by. If you spend money in R&D, it comes out of the bottom line. So the profits of a company are typically hit by whatever spending is done on that strategic level, call it research and development. And every dollar you put out for someone in R&D, the government takes their taxes. So let's round it off. Every dollar you give to somebody in R&D in a company is taken away from the bottom line of that company, which hurts its position in the stock market or in anybody that looks to the profit line. So it hurts the company. And the other side of it is every dollar you put in, the government takes half of it in one form or another in tax. And as if that isn't enough, the net take-home pay, everything you buy is also taxed. So every time a company coughs up a dollar for an employee, you're taking away from the bottom line, and the government takes half of it anyway in one form or another, plus another chunk of it because it was spending money in the person's pocket. So did it help the society? Well, I would say, well, it definitely did. So if in a society like Canada you say the country will go nowhere without R&D spending, then the government, in my view, ought to be taking what they would have taken in revenues and pump it back in. So we get an upward spiral in new technology and make the country competitive worldwide. Now, in my view, that should be an outright grant, not some sort of soft loan which is repayable. And by the way, in my circumstances, I've always taken advantage of whatever funding's from the government, and it's always been at least fully repaid. So this whole thing, which always drums up controversy, where some people say the government has no right, you know, bailing out companies. Bailing out? I mean, some of these people need to wake up. In any event, that's my opinion. I really am quite a bit concerned, Howard, about the lack of attention from the feds. I don't know whether you've heard that from other people, but it does concern me.
What are you doing about it?
Well, I try to get to the Minister of Industry, but, you know, I think all of the ministers are caught up with the problems of having a minority government. And you can't blame them. I mean, that's just the way it is. You know, I've taken advantage of government programs, I mean, for the last 30 years. And there are government programs. It's just right now there seems to be, in my view, not enough attention paid. And at a time when there is an incredible amount of activity going on in the world in what you could call next generation networks, and this is an area of industry where Canada has shined in the past. I mean, look at Nortel. It's not in good shape, I would argue. I don't know what your opinion is, but, you know, I would think that it's not in good shape. I would say that, you know, the whole area of networking and technology is not receiving enough attention from the government, and government attention and encouragement matters a lot. Can you relate to that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course, you're dealing with a government that has said, a party that has said many times they don't like government handouts, whatever your definition of that is.
Yeah. Well, they certainly like hands-in, which is like taxes. You know, at the end of the day, for Canada to be competitive, money has to be spent in R&D.
Terry Matthews is, among many other things, chairman of Mitel Corp. He spoke to Out Loud's Howard Solomon from Ottawa. That's the way it sounded this week from IT Business Out Loud. I'm Shane Schick. Thanks for listening.